at your figures in them Instagram pictures. Got me thinking what I wanna do to you, you, you. Late night conversation got me really contemplating all about this here between me and you. You talk a good talk, girl. You ain't about that life. What you want, girl? Tell me all about that. I can't even front, girl. The way you swag it on them, the way you bag up on it, I can never pass on it. You got that. You got that, you got that thing. I like, I like, I like, I like. You got that damn girl.
Damn, bro.
I think you got that shit I wanna feel. Meet me halfway, show me that it's real, real, real. She say, you got that thing. I like, I like. So I know this what we both want. So I be on my way. I know you sound insane, but you can have my babies. You can be my lady. Drive me crazy. You can have my love. You could be my lady. You could be my lady. You should be my girl. You could be my only. You could drive me crazy. You can have my love. You could be my lady. I'ma make you mine. You mine. I say one hit to blow your mind. Your mind. I say just hit me on my line. My line. I say act out. All night, overtime. Shorty, what's my name? My name, my name. Now you pulling all of my chain, my chain. I say, I know you're glad I came. I know you're glad I came. No need to explain, ain't no games. You know you got that, you got that, you got that thing. I like, I like, I like. You got that damn girl, damn girl. I think you got that shit I wanna feel. Meet me halfway, show me that it's real. She said, you got that thing. I like, I like. I know this what we grow for. So I be on my way. I know what's out inside.
And you are now tuned into another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio, brought to you by M3S3 Clothing. Men make moves and suckers stand still. And as always, on the mighty, 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 mighty Nerd DJs Radio Network, today we're doing something a little different because we got somebody a whole lot of different. We got one of the greatest singers in the history of niggas, of people, of generations, of vocal cords, of tongues, ears, and whatever the fuck. This nigga is one of the dopest niggas to ever come out of Detroit. Shout out to you, man. We got Dre Scone in the motherfucking building. How you doing, bro?
What up, though, man? That was a dope intro. What up, though? Thank you, bro.
What up, though? Like I was telling you, man, you look rich. You look like you feel good.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. You know what I'm saying? I do feel good. Like James, you know what he said?
I'm not mad at that. Yo, I was talking to Rita earlier today. I said, nigga look like he just wakes up and smacks hoes. and starts singing
not
about
on the
it.
Face. Not on the face, maybe the booty, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not mad at that right there, man. Yo, when did you know this is what I want to do?
Man, to be real with you, man, I grew up in a church family full of music singers, musicians, everything. So I felt like it was kind of natural for me. I just kind of 6 years old, started playing drums and singing and just doing everything, and I just loved it instantly. I think, you know, my inspiration, seeing my family and seeing their faces, seeing how much they love it, it made me want to do it.
So you like a mix of, I want to say, like Sugar-Free, Goldie, The Temptations, and a church choir.
Yeah, exactly.
How the fuck?
I mean, that's what Detroit is, though, ain't it? It's like three. I call it the three C's: the church, club, and the corner. You know what I'm saying? It's like you pretty much grow up in one of those situations, and if you ain't grow up in that situation, you're familiar with that situation. So, doing an interview.
And you know, my brother is actually doing a show tonight with Raheem Devine, correct?
Yes, sir. Shout out to Raheem Devine. We up at Soundboard at Motor City. I'm in the dressing room right now.
So that's for, you know, that's thank you, man, for taking the time out to do the show. The first song, walk me through that song. Like, how was that creating that? What was the inspiration for that one?
which song? My Lady?
Yeah.
My Lady was more so like, I was kind of like in my younger Jodeci phase. I would say I was trying to mix it with hip hop a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to find that medium that I felt comfortable with, you know, as far as mixing, like, you know, what I thought I should be doing in R&B with what I liked as well. So I was trying to find that, you know, I listened to a lot of Future and stuff like that, type of music at the time. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to make it R&B. I felt like, you know, it was an element of that that was missing with, you know, that in the R&B realm. So I was trying, you know, to be real with you. Like, I enjoyed making that song, but it's definitely not something I see myself, like, making again, you know what I'm saying? But it's, like, one, it's part of my story. And I love the song. You know, I had, you know, plus I had a little lady that I was trying to get at, obviously. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Did it work?
Oh, it definitely worked. It definitely worked. You know, it don't matter no more because it was a long time ago. But, you know, yeah, I feel like it's one of those songs, though, like, you can kind of, like, ask a girl to be your girl in a cool kind of way. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to necessarily be all lovey-dovey.
Yeah, and that's one thing I got from your music. It puts you in a space, and it make you feel, you know, it, like I'm driving on the freeway going to work, and I feel better. You know, I got a little bit more oomph about myself. It's like when you put on the right clothes and you got the right mm-hmm. cologne, and you going to the right spot, and you feel like you right in your pocket.
You know, that's dope. You know, it's crazy. Like I always. Because that's how I listen to music, right? Like, all my favorites, I listen to them on my way to work. Like, you know, in the whip or whatever. So I always imagine people listening to my music on their way to work. That's crazy that you said.
Yo, and you got Nick Speed with you too, right?
Yeah, he should be popping in here in a minute.
Yo, Nick Speed is one of them ones, mm-hmm. bro.
Yeah. He helped me do my last album, my album Rolling Stone. And he actually was able to even, like, introduce me to Barry Strong. Barry Strong, who wrote the original song, Rolling Stone.
Really?
He was one of the writers, yeah. So he just passed away last year. But before he passed away, I was able to get on the phone with him. He gave me the thumbs up on the song and stuff like that. Me and his son are pretty cool, too, now. So, you know, it's going pretty good.
How long you been on this journey professionally?
I've been on this journey for a long time.
You were, like, standing outside the door.
My bad. Basically, just I've been doing this professionally since, I would say, 2006. It's been picking up for me. I would say even more so 2007, honestly. It's been a long journey, though. But my whole life has been music.
Where is R&B at right now?
I feel like R&B is getting back to, like, being, like, more underground at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm appreciative of the hustle, the bustle, because you know what it does? You know, it kind of filters out the BS still. At first, you know what I'm saying? You kind of wish you didn't have so much hoopla going on so you can get seen easier. But now that it takes so much work to get seen now, it kind of like you got to fight through the hoopla. So it mm-hmm. kind of evens itself out. But I think just naturally me wanting it so bad, I just always just kept going and just, you know, trying to figure out the next thing for myself, how to make myself different, stand out from everybody else. And that's really been my goal, is to keep standing out, keep doing what I love.
When did you decide to go with the retro look?
For me, it was always in my sound. It was always kind of in my look. So it was like more so me sitting back and doing an audit on my career, right? I'm like looking at like what's going on, like what am I doing right now, right? All right, what's this? What's the consistency? What do I love? What do I want to do? What do I want to represent? You know what I'm saying? What makes sense for me? You know what I'm saying? I start breaking it down like that. The whole church upbringing, me being a preacher's kid, you know, learning my way through the church and stuff like that, and just having more connection to live music, soul music. And even like if you listen to the song I did with Obie Trice, Spend a Day, like, honestly, if you put that with like an old school band, it would still sound like some Motown stuff. So it's like I started picking up on this wave that I was doing. I even had the waves. I did the finger waves back in probably like 2015. And I was rocking jeans and sneakers, though, you know what I'm saying? But it was, I just kept doing stuff, and I was leaning more toward this direction. Now I guess because I got the hood side of me, because I'm still from Joy Row, you know, Plymouth area. And so it's like, you know, still being like from the hood, you still want to wear your sneakers, you still want to wear your jeans. So I kind of had to grow up a little bit, man. I had to mature out of that.
I feel
and, you know, I started thinking of, like, you know, what I saw when I grew up, watching the old school dudes. When I went to the gas station to go get, like, some potato chips or something, I see an old school dude, you know what I'm saying, pulling up with the Cadillac, you know what I'm saying, hopping off the whip, you know, fly. We've seen it our whole life. It's like a Detroit thing. I even got an uncle that used to have the platform shoes with the fish at the bottom. So it's like, you know, and it's like, you don't see this stuff no more. And it's Detroit, right? It's a representation of Detroit. You don't see it like that no more. I still, sometimes you go to the casino, you might see some old school dude with the waves. But like, you know, I was like, you know what? This is what I want to do. This is really where I want to go. I had Motown tatted on me for the longest too. So it's like, it was just more so just like finally choosing to go all the way there and having the confidence to do it. Because a lot of people told me, man, like, I shouldn't be doing like old school music because it's going to date me. It's going to make me older and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, this is what I want to do. Not until Silk Sonic came out is when I started really getting love, you know, from my peers and what I was doing. I was still getting love, but from the people around me, like the Detroit scene, I don't think they was really totally understanding it until like Silk Sonic dropped and, you know, people was like, okay, I see what you want now.
I don't. I think the opposite, though. I don't think it dates you. I think it removes the date.
That's real.
Because we still listening to six. Like, I still listen to Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Like, they just made shit.
Man, and it still feel like that. When you, every time I turn, I was listening to Marvin Gaye, I Want You Today. I played that song probably 30 times this morning.
Nigga.
And it feel the same every time I play it. You see what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, I seen a video of that nigga practicing, laying down on the couch, nigga.
Yes.
And it sounded like fucking velvet.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, bro. I'm glad you didn't listen to people.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't either. Like, hindsight, looking where I am now, back then, like, man, I'm so glad I stuck to my guns. I say that a lot. It took a lot for me to have this confidence in myself. People really tried to clown me. I even had somebody trying to clown me in the storyline last night, because they saw my hair. They like, they got the camera out. They was like, "Who is this?" I turned around. They ain't know I peeped. So I turned around like, "Yeah, I'm a singer. My name is Dre Scone. You should follow me." I gave her a card, like, bam. You know what I'm saying? It's still like the transition for people. You know what I'm saying? They ain't, a lot of people, you know, my generation or younger ain't necessarily seen this. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm connecting the dots for real. You know, I even had a young lady wanted to meet me just because she felt like she never seen a dude like that before. She was like, "I just gotta meet you, you know. I seen the 5 heartbeats, you know. So I want to take your hair." So it's kind of cool, man. You know, to be the representative of soul right now. If that makes sense,
nigga. That makes complete sense. And I didn't, you know, my dumb ass, I didn't put the names of the songs at the bottom of them. So you know, we're just gonna randomly drop into them. So I got another one. Let me get this one out of here so I won't play that again. And I see you got Fame's Whip too on what is that, Scone? The Scone, which album is that, the Scone one?
What you mean?
You got what car is that? The brown car on the album cover. Fame from 313.
Oh, that's the Rolling Stone. Yeah, that's Rolling Stone.
It's a few songs on that one that I bump consistently. Yeah. Like those.
Yeah, that's the one that Nick Speed did with. I produced a few on there too, but yeah, that's the one Nick Speed did with. I got Kenny Flav on one of the records, so yeah, I got some heavy hitters on there.
How is that working with Nick Speed? Like, do you go in? Do you have an idea of what you want to do, or you just kind of like go in and let that nigga do what he do?
Man, Nick Speed can do what he want to do. Like, if you let Nick Speed take the wheel, he will take the wheel. You know what I'm saying? But the good thing about him is he's open too. He wants to know how that you want. The way me and him, you know, the environment that we was in when we started creating, though, it was more like on the live scene, DJ scene, listening to music and stuff. And I was just like paying attention to how they weren't playing, like where the Motown at? You know what I'm saying? We like, you know, we like it, you know, got all this, you know, EDM going on and stuff like that, and it's dope. And then you got people like Ab Philly, you know, rest in peace to Ab Philly, my boy. You know, you got people like him that, you know, did so much, and like where the new ones at, like Pat, you know what I'm saying? So it's just more so like me and him got together and realized what we're missing. And it was like, let's do this. And I told him what I want to do. I always had the idea. I got these puns in my name. I got the Rolling Stone. I got Quincy Stones. I got Sconey Island. You know, I got a few names. So, like, I was like, I always wanted to do something with Rolling Stone. And because we heard the song playing that night. And he was like, all right, bet. So we linked up probably like a few days later. He whipped that beat up in like 15 minutes, dog. And, words, just because it was in the back of my head, it was so easy to write the song. We probably wrote the song in another 15 minutes, and the song was pretty much done in like an hour, for real.
Yo, that's so crazy.
Yeah, it was a fun song. We didn't make it too complicated. We just wanted to change the narrative of the song, because you know, Rolling Stone is kind of like a sad song in its actuality.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to turn it into an upbeat, positive song. So we made it more like about, you know.
All right, well, I ain't sure which one of these it is. All I know is I got 4 or 5 fire ass songs. So we're gonna get into another Dre Sconey. And the first thing I thought about was Sconey Down. Like I'm from the Pony Down YBI era. So
that, for real?
Yeah, that's the first thing.
See, that's the stuff that I don't get to. Like, you know, everybody be giving me stories and stuff like that, but I don't really get too much insight on, because I was a church boy, so. You know, I got my insight, but I ain't got all of it. So I'll be wanting to hear people's stories, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, man, we'll talk about it. Let's get into a song. We'll come right. And, you know, for the record, I've never done this on the show before.
For real?
Yeah. I mean, we've had, like, when I used to do it on Blog Talk, we would have, like, listening sessions. But I ain't never did it since I started doing video.
Well, I appreciate you, man. I am honored. I feel blessed to be a part of this right now. Thank God bless you, brother.
You deserve it, bro. All right, let's go. Let's see what we got here. Definitely one of the ones. You are now tuned into Intellectually Petty Radio.
Yeah,
hosted by your
man's
job. We got Dre Sconey in the building. Let's go. Detroit, what up though?
Yeah.
I feel like Mason in the morning. Y'all already
know. Oh baby, I can see you getting close to me. Find your comfort in me. Oh baby, I pour my love on you. Don't waste it. Girl, just one taste of me, then you start craving me. Girl, that's a guarantee. They don't compare to me. Oh, lie in the air with me. Life you can share with me, girl. Come make my love complete. Come put your love on me. Oh, love on me. Turn around and do the same thing. Love the way you look back at it, that's the way. I love the way you take it, you don't run away. Girl, I want all of it. Love you with falling in. My name, you calling it. Oh, baby, oh, baby. I took control of it. Ooh.
radio host on 107.9 or 98. You know, wake up early in the morning. This is Mason. Right after he plays "Hello Detroit," we got Dre Stoney in the building. You know, for your listening pleasure, is we're gonna pretend it's 10 o'clock at night. Ladies, where you at? Call in at 555-5555. Yo, that's a fire ass song, bro. Like, I just absolutely love that shit.
Yeah, that's the one Kenny Flay produced. I had my dog thumper and Files band for my band on the saxophone. I had my boy Pay Jones playing guitar from Texas. Yeah.
Rita, stop texting me. She's like, oh my god, he's my favorite. Tell him, yo, I'm trying to do an interview here, Rita. Damn.
His sweetheart, though, man. Like, you know, as much as hate that be out there, I can't never hate on no love. You know, I always receive the love. So.
Yo, who's the dream feature?
Sheesh. Right now, I would have to say probably like Andre 3000.
That's not flute Andre 3000, but
no,
rapper.
Not flute Andre 3000.
Okay, yeah, all right, I got you.
Outside of that, like singers or producers, I would say, man, I would love, and I don't think it's gonna be hard to do it, but I would love to just get Quincy Jones in the studio one time just to check out my music. I don't need him to do nothing. I just love for him to say, yeah, I like your stuff or not, or do this, you know what I'm saying, critique you. As far as working with producers right now that I would love to work with right now, I feel like gotta be in this lane, man, that I'm kind of headed toward. Like people like D Miles, people like, I'm working with Piranha Head, he out of Detroit. People like that, man, that knows the live music. Me and the Cloud's working on the actual live album as well, recording all live music like the Motown days. And I don't know, man. That's kind of the realm I'm going. Somebody that can take me there. Like, somebody that can be on some Ohio Players type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I need some
Gambling Huff shit.
Gambling Huff. That's what I need, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to take it there again. Like, you know, I can do, I produced Better Days. I produced a few records on my album. So, like, I really do produce. I don't really need producers. You know, it's always good to work with producers, mm-hmm. but I need musicians. I need people like Quincy Jones that can bring a band together and make a song. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the realm I'm in right now. You know,
yo,
I want to do it while I can. You know,
you and Snoop though, man, just seem like y'all just need a song together. Just cause y'all just both got that just cool ass vibe going. Yeah. I can see the video. Y'all already in the old school. Yeah. You know, in the old school classic, blowing one, talking about some chick y'all knew from back in the day. Like, you could see that.
I wouldn't mind Snoop being like a mentor to me for real, because he done seen a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, he one of the people that like really got some knowledge and really had to figure out how to maneuver around this industry and still stay true to himself and crossed over. You know what I'm saying? So that's somebody I would love to sit down with too. Snoop, if you hear this one day, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up.
You actually, because I was talking to my guy Glasses before we did the show, and he out there on the West Coast, and he like kind of like a big deal. I told him to tap in because I told him you was dope. So you never know. Yeah, yo, what's the biggest, the most surprising call you've gotten?
Most surprising call, man. I don't really get surprised no more. I'm just thankful. I'm blessed. I feel blessed. The last year was kind of crazy for me. I won two contests last year. I won the Motown Israel Amplified Artist of the Year. Me and the Clouds won a cover contest for Sylvia Moy, the masterpiece. We won $25,000 on that. And I was
$25,000.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's got some good weed in it right there.
You feel me? So like, I was able to do a little bit with that.
I'm not mad at that.
But you know, my Motown relationships right now has been amazing. Like they've been introducing me to people like Otis, been able to sit down with Otis, been able to sit down with certain people. I've been getting phone calls from like the spinners and the people from the Four Tops. making friends with people like that. So, you know, like, you never really know what's going to happen in the future. You know, I got a, also did a scissor reel last year. I played Jackie Wilson in scissor reel. So, you know.
Yo, that's crazy.
Who's to see what, say what's going to happen with that as well. So, you know, I put some seeds out there in the ground. We'll see how they grow.
Yo, that is crazy. Damn, I was you didn't fucked around. I didn't fucked around and forgot what I was about to ask. It was something in my mind that was like super deep and shit. And I didn't feel, oh, your grandma Ruby.
Yes. That's my heart right there.
Describe the role she's played. Because I like, if you haven't heard, before you go in, if you haven't heard, there's an excerpt on the album where she's telling him, stop giving your shit away, nigga. Make these niggas pay and they'll respect you more. And man, yo, like that resonated with me because I do a lot of free shit.
Yeah. I mean, you get tired when it comes, yeah, when it comes to like the heart of good people, like good people got good hearts, right? You know what I'm saying? We wanna collab, we wanna do the work, we wanna do what it takes to, you know what I'm saying, work with people. But I feel like a lot of people, when they see people that's so willing to give, they're so willing to take. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And, you know, it'll burn you out. But I think the biggest thing sometimes is to just stay true. That's one thing I learned from Otis, from the Temptations. That's one of the things he said. No matter what, he never became a superstar. Even though people treated him like that, he never really became a superstar. He just stayed thankful. And it's treated like that because then your expectation of yourself goes down. You know what I'm saying? Stop the sign. The autograph, stop and take the picture always, you know, those things matter. So it, regardless of what people do to me and irritate me, you know, I definitely keep my space from bad energy, but I'm just going to do what I love at the end of the day. But at the same time, you know, you got to live and you got to gain respect at the same time. I'm not doing this no more for necessarily notoriety, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I think when people do it for that reason, it's really for the wrong reason. People are trying to make music to get famous. It's kind of the wrong reason. Like, if you look at it as a business and you're looking at the numbers and understanding what fame can do for your numbers, then that's different. But if you out here just for the women and the money and the, you know, the lifestyle, I think, you know, whatever with that. But for me, my intentions are pure to be great, you know, and I want to leave a legacy behind. I actually want to do it the right way. I don't really want to be known as, like, you know what I'm saying? I could be a ladies' man. I could be suave, but I ain't going to be mannish. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't want to be that guy either. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be a gentleman at the end of the day, but, you know, you can't play me either. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, when it comes to what my grandma was saying, that was like, set a standard, you know? You ain't doing nothing for charity no more. Your work is your work.
Yeah.
You know your value and get what you deserve. And like, sometimes people look at people that do music or people that do what you do, like a podcast or radio, like we got a hobby or something. Like, this ain't a lifestyle for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't a choice. Like, we just need a break, or we just need whatever somebody throw at us.
No. Man. Oh, you know my God. Like,
it ain't like that. Like, yeah, you know, like, ultimately, you know, yeah, I want to do it ultimately. But if you make me feel like, you know, I'm not getting up, it's nothing going to be no worth in it for me or no value in it for me, then no, I don't have to do it. Like, it has to be valuable at some point. And whether that value, you know, my irritation is people pay for whatever they really want. And I'm going to call it like it is. I'm always going to do this, Jay. So I'm going to say it like this. People spend money. I'm going to say niggas spend money on women all the time, right?
Yep.
Dropping bags on them, taking them on trips, you know what I'm saying? But don't want to pay me for a show. Don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Don't want to pay me for a feature. Don't want to pay me for a beat. They go drop bags on weed and all that, and everything else. Just go drop bags on Cardi. You want to go look, be seen. Matter of fact, I'm a Cardi. You want to be seen and artist. So you want to, you know what I'm saying? Drop bags on everything else, but the stuff that really counts, you trying to work out deals in the background. So, you know, I don't mess with that. If you are here and you making a living for yourself, spread that. Create the economy. Like, I don't expect nothing for free, ever. You know, I take, if I get it done, I feel blessed and I make sure I thank people because they don't have to do it. And you always got to offer something back. Don't just take.
That's it right there.
You know what I'm saying? If I can just, if I could do something for that person, even for y'all, you know what I'm saying? For opening y'all doors for me, if I could do something in return, I would love to, you know what I'm saying? So it's always about that. It's always about building and, you know, extending your arms, you know, making family out here. So.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer of that. It's like over the years, I've you know,
you got to check.
Must be nice because I am. I don't get paid the next week. You ain't have to do that, bro. That was unnecessary. You know, but I'm one of those people. Like, if you do something for me, I'm going to always reach out to you. Like, it ain't going to be every day or every week. I'm not going to bug you, but I'm going to reach out. Hey, is there anything you need? Can I do something for you? Because I don't want to ever feel like I'm taking advantage of somebody.
No, man. You know, the streaming, anytime I play my music, that's going to help me. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know how it works. Y'all hear all the story. You know, artists don't get paid like that on music no more. So the streams is how we get our money. In a way, it's not how we get all our money, but it's a revenue stream. So, you know, the more y'all stream us up, the more it helps, for real. Especially the indie artists. And I ain't trying to hate on, like, I'll never hate on, like, the legends, but, you know, they in the system already. They kind of getting their spans. They ain't never not going to get their spans. But when it comes to, like, the new indie artists, it's a little harder for us to get people to click that link. Yeah. So I just want to put that energy out there, let y'all know. If y'all can look out for an indie artist, if y'all know somebody that's working their behind off on making music, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, play their playlist the whole night while you go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Do something for them. Help them out. So,
yo, I don't know if y'all hear my dog in the background, but this nigga is about to lose his house. He is up there acting a fool. You about to be homeless, bro. I'm telling you, like, this nigga is up there acting a fool for no reason. yo, let me see. What else we got? We got a couple more songs. We got like a half an hour to go. You good on time?
Yeah, the sound check's taking a little longer. So we good right now.
All right. We're going to get into another song real quick. Again, I don't know which one it is. I just know it's
dope. Yeah, that last one was called Love On Me. That's one of my, I'm doing that tonight, too. It's one of those
V-Day
specials.
Yo, I sent that one to my cousin and his wife. They've been together for fucking my whole life. But they can ballroom like nobody's bit. Like, they are phenomenal. And I, when I heard that song, I instantly I saw them ballrooming to this song.
That's awesome.
So I sent it to this nigga at 8 o'clock in the morning. And hopefully, Lord willing, I woke this nigga up. You know, yeah, but I'm like, I need you and Kawana to ballroom to this and send it to me.
No, I appreciate your energy, man. God bless you, brother.
Yo, that's what you need on that song, bro. Is a ballroom challenge. Yeah. Just my two cents.
Yeah, I like that. You that's know? Fire. Ballroom challenge. We need to get that popping.
Yes.
Ballroom challenge. Okay.
Yes.
I'm gonna write that down.
It's a song for the old heads, the new heads, the whatever. But yeah. I think seeing two people in love ballroom dancing to it would give it such a different life.
True. Yeah, I agree.
All right. Agree. Anyway, let me get off my soapbox and we'll play another song. Let's see what we got. And I think this is off of 8 Mile to ATL.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got.
Okay.
Oh,
Lose Yourself.
Yeah, this is crack right here, bro.
Lose Yourself.
Holding on tight as I can for my life now. On my brain 24 hours a day, yeah. Tell me your heart and your love that I'm after. But it seems like that's too much to ask of you. Why don't you lose yourself in me? And let me lose myself in you. Don't delay with so inevitable. We have a bond you can't deny. love is our final destination. We could make it if we try. Right now it's stormy weather, but I'm not going nowhere. What we have will last forever. No, why don't you lose yourself in me? And let me lose myself in you. Why don't you lose yourself in me? Oh, and let me lose myself in you. Now brighter days ahead. And just reach out for my hand. Just go with the flow.
That's a beautiful fucking song, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Yo, yeah. And like when I listened to that song, that's the song where I was like, and I was telling Rita, I'm like, we gotta do this door different. We gotta play some music. And what I really wanted was you and a guitar for that song.
Gotcha.
You know, things happen. It's been dope either way, man.
Nick's me. Come here.
Yeah, come on, Nick. What you doing, bro?
Say what up to the crowd.
What up, though, bro?
Yo. He can't hear you that well because you're on the headphone. Oh, okay. But yeah.
Peace. What up?
What's going on? That's he already my know, man.
Right there. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, tell him about. You know what? I got to get one of those turntables too.
Okay. Oh yeah, the CDJs.
Yeah.
You want the real talk? Real.
Boy. Oh, this nigga then got extra fly. This nigga got the 1960 super coat on. Woo!
You feel me too?
Nigga.
Hold on, matter of fact, I got this microphone too. Look, you see this microphone?
Oh, are you? Yo. Y'all don't know, man. That microphone is not cheap.
No, it's not. It's like $250.
Yeah, I'm just putting it out there. Like that's, yeah.
What's up, Bill?
Definitely gives you that vibe, too. Yo, and if you just tuned in, we got Dre Sconey in the building.
All good. Have a good
season. And right now, he is in his dressing room. He's got a show he's about to do with Raheem Divine. So, you know, he got to do what he got to do, man. You know, he got to kiss the babies and meet the people. And if you have been tuning in, we've played a few of his songs already. I think I got time for maybe one or two more. I might just go ahead and slide one in. Pause. While he out there doing his thing.
I already know what you do. Stick around for the show? Yes, I will be here the whole time.
I understand, you know, how shit goes. Having had the honor of being backstage once or twice. Although, you know, I'm not performing shit.
Appreciate y'all.
Niggas be busy.
I don't know if you realize I was just talking to Raheem Devon, so you know he was just introducing himself to me, so it just worked out. Hey, Kurt, can I give you this?
Oh, that's pretty dope. I don't know if he was talking to us or not, but I'm gonna.
Yeah, I was. I'm coming back.
I'm just gonna say he was talking to us.
I was talking to y'all. I just got to meet Raheem Devon real quick, so I ain't want to. Sorry to do that to y'all, but I had to put my mic out there. So sorry about that.
Like, we're not tripping, man. You at work, nigga. I'm not mad at that. You know, I've had people sell me out before, so. Yeah.
You want a 50-foot cable or do you want a 25?
So what we're going to do is we're going to let him do that and we're going to jump into another song real quick just because I want to hear some shit and he got time.
They're going to let them do that stuff for free. Nobody. You need to do the same. Quit giving them stuff.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to bring that one back because that's the Grandma Ruby interlude and I just want them to hear that one. So we're going to a song.
I've been in the morning time, in the late of the night, I be on the grind, I'ma get what is mine. Now I'm talking about, I got a shooter on the side of me, get your boys when I'm called the same. Now I'm talking about, gonna be what it have to be. Don't play if you know what I mean. Now I'm talking about, I wouldn't want a problem with me, let alone they be trying to compete. Now I'm talking about, smoking on trees and canopy. With a pretty girl that handle bills, I said, nah. I like it. I've been working hard, said it's about time I had myself some better days. Just the way I like it. Better days. Problem with me, let alone they be trying to compete. No, smoking on trees and canopy. With a pretty girl that handle bills, I said, nah. I like it. I've been working hard, said it's about time I had myself some better days.
Just the way I like it. Better days. www.sucktheseballs.com. I don't know. Shout out to Snow.
I actually produced that one. That's the one I produced.
Yo, that's crazy right there, yeah. Bro. Oh, my God. Yo, I have you in here bossing up and everything. Like, come on, bro. Oh, man. Yo, like, what's your process for producing?
I ain't got no real process. I just kind of go for it. Sometimes I study first. Sometimes I might grab my inspiration. But I feel like I'm pretty standard when it comes to creation. Just with a little bit more of a I'm not standard with my ability, but probably it's my standard process. Like, one thing I thought was interesting, like, you know, I do a lot of my melodies instead of writing lyrics. I do melody lines. For instance, that last song, Better Days, once I made the beat, I just did a melody through the whole song. Didn't know what I was going to say, but it's the same melody that's used currently. And I didn't realize that, like, a lot of the greats did that. Like, people like Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, a lot of people did that in their sessions where that's how they wrote their songs. Mm-hmm. Those were melodies first. But, yeah, that's pretty much how I do it. If anything, I might make the track. And sometimes it's hard for me to finish the track. That's the part. That's the hard part about being a producer and artist. Like, I won't finish the actual production of the track because I'll start moving into being an artist and singing and writing lyrics too fast. And sometimes because I get inspired in the same time. But let me, man, I hate to do this to you, man. I got to go out there and get on this mic right now.
Do your thing, bro. Hate me. We ain't got 10 minutes anyway.
I'll bring y'all here with me.
Oh,
how about that?
This is another first on Intellectually Petty Radio. Shout out to Dre Scone. Scone down in the building. I just have to use that, man. You know, I'm copywriting that shit too, man. I'm gonna be using this going down. Not you, bro. You can use it. I'm talking about people out there.
Yeah, I get it sometimes. Yeah, man. Thank you, brother.
Right,
I'm about to
hop on
stage. Check it
out. Yo, that's cold. Oh. Yo, this is the first.
I'm gonna give y'all that much attention right now, so give me a second.
No doubt, man. Do your thing.
Yeah, it's perfect.
So if you've never had the opportunity,
right now.
And I can mute him for a second, but if you never had the opportunity to see what goes on before a show, we're gonna give you a little glimpse. You know, we try to do it all here at Intellectually Petty Radio. I'm lying. We just got lucky.
What do you want to do?
And my guess is Random White Guy is a sound guy. I don't know his name, so that's, you know, like I had to introduce him somehow. So sorry, Random White Guy. We'll call you Bob. Sorry, Bob. And I'm hoping we get a little sound check going on. Oh, that looks beautiful in there.
I won't bump it. Alright. I'm probably not even gonna stay in a spot like that this whole time.
And that's something that people also don't know about is the spots that they don't want you to be on, the wires that may be on the floor that you you know moving around, you got to be conscious of so you won't trip and bust your ass. It's a lot of moving parts or stationary parts that you don't necessarily see from the audience. That, you know, like these artists, man, they put a lot into this. You know, it's not just show up and sing. This is an hours long process, if not days, you know, especially if they're doing like an arena, like the sound check, you know, is in itself is a whole animal, you know, alone, changing things, you know, if you got pyrotechnics, you know, just a lot of moving parts that they got to be conscious of.
It was annoying for me when I first figured that out.
I'm curious, you know, and I didn't get a chance to ask.
Yes.
Okay. And we're gonna shut it down in a minute. Hopefully he'll come back. Okay, so now I feel like jitting right about now.
Exactly.
You got to be from Detroit. Yo, bro, hey.
Stab.
Yo, hey, I don't know.
What's up?
We going to go ahead and we going to shut it down, bro, and let you do your thing.
Okay. I appreciate you, man.
Yo, appreciate you, man. If you need anything, let me know. We got you.
What's up?
Yo, the world famous Nick D. You too, bro. Have a great show.
About to go down. Thank you, man.
No doubt, man. Peace. Yo, and I'm I was gonna play Grandma Ruby, and I might just end the show with that one. But I got another song to play too before we dip up out of here, and I got a few minutes. And I, you know, like I'm a fan, you know, so. Shout out to Dre Scone, man. Definitely appreciate the time, the energy, the wisdom. Your man's is just dope. If you get a chance, please go just, you know, go on YouTube and go down the Dre Scone rabbit hole. And I absolutely guarantee you, you're going to find something that you think is not just something you like, but something that is great. I promise you, sue me. Yeah, I feel you. Anyway, give me 1 second. We do got a show tonight at 7 o'clock with Jason Dixon, serial entrepreneur, businessman of the century, and friend Gary Payton, which helps. Anyway, this is Jobs. This has been another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio. I'm going to jump off into this song, and then we're going to end up with Grandma Ruby. Y'all have a good one.
They'll take advantage, but if you stand on your ground, they'll respect you.
so do that. Don't give them nothing else. Don't do it, Andre, please.
I won't.
No more of that.